It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In mid-season form, Jake. Mid-season form right away with the Vinny Call. What's going on? You're going to join us each and every Friday throughout the season, so we're excited to kick things off today.
Hey, yeah, no, I appreciate that very much. And yeah, that's what spring training's for, right? At least that's the idea.
Yeah.
And I'm excited that we get to hang out once a week now, at least once a week, you know?
Exactly. No doubt about that. All right, look, it's I don't have to tell you, it's much like NFL Monday after the first Sunday of the year. There's a little overreaction after one game. Opening day is special, but that also means everything is magnified. What is your thoughts on where we're at with Game one of 162.
Well, how about this? I'll give you my sports talk radio overreaction. And I was, you know, headed out of the ballpark, and I ran into Tom Hamilton, the now Hall of Fame voice of the Cleveland Guardians. Hammy's one of the best, and it was cool to visit him before the game. And he said to me as we were going out, he's like, "Ah, sorry, Jake, you can't go undefeated this year." And I said, I guess we'll try again next year.
Yeah.
So there's my overreaction. Won't be 162-0 this year. We'll try it again next year. But hey, you can go 1-1 starting on Saturday.
The one thing that fans obviously have focused in on, and I get this, which is the base running error there from Isbell and Blanco. You've been around these guys. You've been around baseball for a long time. I mean, I think you would say, of course, like that's something that just cannot happen at this level. But what did you see on that sequence in the game?
Yeah, and I appreciated the way, you know, Q explained it after the game about the contact play, because I know that was a source of frustration at times last season. You know, Blanco going on contact there, as Q said, is to really say, okay, Guardians, you're going to get one out here, but you're not going to get two. That's the idea. And, you know, a throw home isn't necessarily a given thing. You know, you never know what's going to happen. You saw with Hunter Gaddis on Isbell's bunt, you know, that should be a sacrifice bunt. You take the out at first, but well, they didn't make that play, so who's to say that they would have made that play necessarily? And I think what it has to do with Kyle Isbell coming around second, there's also a school of thought where if Blanco's in that rundown and he's headed back toward home plate and Jose Ramirez or whoever else is chasing him back to home, then Izzy has a chance to get to third and at least get to third to sort of replace Blanco there if the Guardians are going to get that one out. And I haven't talked to Kyle. I didn't hear any of his postgame comments, but I'm assuming that's kind of what was in his brain, seeing Blanco headed back toward home plate, and Jose Ramirez was just able to put the tag on Blanco so quickly that Izzy was caught in no man's land around second.
Jake, what can you kind of glean from Cleveland? This division's going to be so tight with the different teams that they have, but you get this closer, this amazing closer that they have, finishes third in the Cy Young, was so good last year, that .61 ERA. And then he was torched for 8 earned runs and 8 innings in the postseason and didn't exactly lock things down. I mean, is that cause for concern for Cleveland? Because I think that's an advantage for Kansas City when you see that they can get to Emmanuel Clase A.
Well, I'll tell you what, as the game was unfolding, I'm sitting there in the booth thinking, you know, it's like that meme. They can't keep getting away with this. And, like, this bullpen last year for the Guardians was so, so good. And I was definitely one of the people that thought that bullpen was going to wane down the stretch, and they did to some degree. But they were still the best bullpen in baseball last year. And I'm thinking, okay, there's no way they can run it back with the same guys and have the same kind of success, nasty as they are. And they were nasty again yesterday. And they got away with it, even though the Royals did get to Emmanuel Clase A. And look, Clase A is one of the best pitchers in all of baseball, certainly one of the best relievers in all of baseball. But there is that old adage with baseball. If the hitter knows what's coming, then they can time it up, whether it's 80 miles an hour, 90 miles an hour, or even 110 miles an hour. And I think it was the first 7 or 8 pitches Emmanuel Clase A threw, every single one was a 99-mile-an-hour cutter. I'm not saying that that's an easy pitch to hit. Far from it. That is an otherworldly pitch and very difficult to hit. But as a hitter at the major league level, if you know what's coming, you've got such a better chance of doing something than you do if you're up there guessing. And if you can sit on a 99-mile-an-hour cutter, like it seemed like Vinny Pasquantino was doing when he came to the plate to lead off that inning, you know, he got one and yanked it foul, and then he got one and pulled it down the line. You know, there's a better chance of success. So I'd be curious to see specifically with Clase A how much he mixes it up going forward. That could just be, you know, some early season rust or early season, you know, lack of, you know, super fine command. But, you know, we saw from the Guardians bullpen yesterday, the only guy that allowed a hit was Emmanuel Clase A. And I'd be willing, you know, to say for the Guardians bullpen, that's the one guy you're probably not worried about over the course of 162.
We're talking to Jake Eisenberg here on 96.5 The Fan. He's going to join us every Friday at 10:30 throughout the baseball season. Thinking of guys you're not worried about, we were going through the list of, you know, how much we take away from an opening day performance. Like, I'm not worried about Cole Reagans not being so sharp yesterday. Jonathan India, 0-for-5. I'm really not concerned about that. What did you see from, you know, Jonathan India when you were out in Arizona? Because he got tested right away at third base. I mean, the first two balls in play were to Jonathan India.
I'll tell you what, I mean, Jonathan India looked great at third base in spring training, and I thought he looked pretty darn good over there at third base yesterday, too. And, I mean, let's remember, this was his first, not just his first career start at third base, this was his first career game at third base at the major league level. He played a lot of third base in the minors when he was coming up through the Reds organization. He's got a lot of experience on the left side of the infield in college and the minors as well. So it's not like this was his first day in his life over at third base. It was just his first game in the big leagues at third base, and he did look pretty good over there during spring training. And depending upon how the Royals want to shuffle the lineup and, you know, make sure that Jonathan India is in the lineup, and, you know, depending upon Michael Garcia getting the lineup, you'd expect him to play a good amount of third base. I think we could see India playing third a decent amount, and I thought he looked pretty good over there.
Do you think what we also saw in that game, I can't remember the exact inning, but when India shifted to left field and Melendez was pinch hit for by Michael Garcia, and so then Michael's playing third, that exact sequence, I feel like we're going to see that a ton throughout the season, at least the beginning portion of the season.
Yeah, I mean, I think when it comes to MJ Melendez, it's unclear how many opportunities he's going to get against left-handed pitching. He's always been much better against right-handed pitching, as you'd expect for a left-handed hitter. And so when you have right-handed hitters on the bench like Mark Canha and yesterday Michael Garcia, and Freddie Fermin, would not be surprised to see him get some pinch hit opportunities depending upon the game situation. We know how Q likes to use the roster and likes to use all 13 position players, you know, to find the best matchups and the best chances to win. And so, yeah, I think that sequence was relatively unsurprising. If there was one surprising part about it, or one part about it that I think you could look at and say, oh, that was definitely an option. This also could have been an option. Could have gone either way. You could have seen Mark Canha pinch it in that situation and then simply go to left field and leave India at third base. But, it's kind of like 6-1, half a dozen the other.
What are they going to do about Tanner Bibee? You going to see him the rest of this weekend at some point?
Is he getting healthy? He wasn't listed as the probable starter for tomorrow. That's Gavin Williams, and Luis Ortiz is initially listed as the Sunday starter. I haven't gotten word yet or seen any reporting on whether or not Bibee's going to go on either Saturday or Sunday. I mean, off day today, hopefully he's feeling better, you know, for Tanner Bibee's sake. I mean, look, opening day, you want the best of the best of the best, and that's nothing against Ben Lively, who did pitch really well for the Guardians, but, you know, there's some juice in ace against ace, and you really feel for a guy that just signed a big time extension and is getting his first opening day start, and then winds up with food poisoning or something. That's just a bummer.
Last food poisoning incident for you, Eisenberg. Do you recall? It was a recent food poisoning anywhere? You go on the road a lot on these road trips.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I do. And ironically enough, I think the last time it happened to me was in Milwaukee.
Okay.
When we were there a couple of years ago.
No.
And that's our first road trip this year.
Yeah.
Look, that's all to say that there aren't only ghosts that are haunting the Pfister Hotel in Milwaukee. There's a ghost of dinner past that I'm not looking forward to seeing again.
You don't have to name the restaurant. I don't expect that. But what kind of food are we talking about then?
I think that I don't really remember.
Okay.
I think it was some sort of I want to say kind of Mexican food-ish. Ill-advised, to be fair. Ill-advised.
Good. Good stuff there. What do you think the MO of this team is going to be this year, though, Jake? Do you see the steals, the stolen bases like we saw last year? Bobby Witt ended up getting over 30 stolen bases. Is he going to lead the way? Do you see the power surge coming eventually, I guess, if Caglione gets up to Kansas City? Because to me, I see these guys, competitive, throughout the year, putting up numbers and seeing what the other guy puts up. Like we saw the 15 Royals, the pitchers would go out and try to one-up their pitchers from the day before.
Yeah, I think the key word for this 2025 Royals team is pressure. This is a team that is going to put pressure on the other team, and they're going to do that in all sorts of ways. They're going to do that on the bases. They're going to put pressure on the opposing pitcher and opposing catcher by using their speed on the bases, and also against, the other seven fielders by taking that extra base when they have the chance to do so. Base running was a huge part of the Royals' success last year, and it figures to be again this year. They're going to put pressure on the opposing pitcher when you've got a runner on third and less than two outs and Vinny Pasquantino's at the plate. That's a lot of pressure on the pitcher to make perfect pitches against the guy who rakes with runners in scoring position and knows what his job is, and that is to bring a run home. And then I think you're going to see Royals pitchers put pressure on opposing hitters, in various situations. If there's a runner on third and two outs and you need to strand that guy, you're going to see some power pitches, from anybody, whether it's Hunter Harvey or Carlos Estevez or Lucas Irsay, whoever's coming out of the bullpen. I think pressure is going to be the key for this Royals season. And I think that there's also a rising to the pressure that the Royals, may or may not feel about the expectations this year. I don't think that there is any pressure that is felt. I want to be very clear in saying that. I just think that pressure overall is a theme this season for the Royals. The pressure they're going to put on opponents, and maybe I'll say this more accurately, I think pressure fans might feel about the expectations for this team, because I don't think that's something that the team feels very much.
Jake Eisenberg, Royals broadcaster. Of course, you heard him yesterday here on 96.5 The Fan. You'll hear him here throughout the season, also on FanDuel Sports Network Kansas City. And Jake, appreciate it, man. We'll check in every Friday. Enjoy the rest of the weekend, and hopefully the food treats you better in Milwaukee on Monday.
Yeah, I hope so too. Thanks, guys. Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.